Town Brewery regular meeting for February 11th, 2013 will come to order. Please turn off the sound, select your devices to road, please, and a pledge, please.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bouchard?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Wesley?
Here.
Renee Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The minutes for the January 14th, 2013 meeting are in your package. Do I hear any corrections or a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion.
Moved by Mr. Rhodes.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard, all those in favor say aye. Oh, any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works. As you know, the street overlay job started last week or whatever. And I sent y'all pictures, and if you hopefully got a chance to go out there, but the side of the, south side of the road just kind of collapsed when that machine rolled over it, take the top 4 inches off. Anyway, as a result of that, Roy came out, Roy looked at it, and Roy said, you know, hey, you really don't have much choice. You gotta fix it. That's just, the pictures don't do it justice. It looked much worse than the pictures. And so we really didn't have much choice to do it, put a, like a 250-foot long by 5-foot wide patch, and then the overlay. The job is over, so if y'all don't approve it, we'll have to go take it out. And this is the price, $10,383. So with that, $3,333. With that, I recommend the approval of patching on Bourgeois Street.
I move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. By the way, the job is finished, so and we got one call from one of the neighbors appreciative that we had lowered the road so they could get in that driveway easier, so there are no complaints so far. So we did good on that, I guess. Then the patching that was previously approved has also been done. Live Oak, all these quarters.
Only one place?
Benzuma?
Yeah, my bad, yeah, that's right, three places. So that's also done. So they just got a little cleanup to do, then they'll be finished. Planning and zoning, plan change down 3 Orleans West. I did not go over that with y'all last time because I didn't have it. If any of y'all really, really having a hard time sleeping, there's a plan change that talks about changing the backwater calculation on the phase 3 drainage to do such and such. It's like an engineering thing. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't change any of the lots. It doesn't change. All it does is change a calculation so that they can put like a 6 inches less dirt on the lots. Roy and them looked at it. Ted Domain looked at it. I have a letter on file from them that it's of no consequence and they recommended it. So we can always put it off till next time. It really doesn't matter because it's a phase 3 thing. But for the two new guys, what we try to do is, as we have plan changes, when we have construction drawings that have been approved, as we have them, we bring them to the council as they happen, rather than wait till after the job's over with. So I'll ask y'all to approve it if y'all want to wait. If anybody wants to wait, it's okay with me. It's an engineering calculation to change.
I move we approve the change.
Mr. Eastland.
Second.
Mr. Andre, any further discussion? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Finance Committee, I'm not aware of anything. You got those guys to sign all that stuff?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Personnel, I'm not aware of anything. Recreation, I'm not aware of anything. Police officer, Police Committee, the chief called me today. He's giving y'all a letter in order for us to take up the hiring of a new officer. We'll have to amend the agenda. Do I hear it?
So moved.
Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Rhodes. Any comments, any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? But a roll call vote. It has to be unanimous, it won't pass.
Councilmember Neisler?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bouchard?
Yes.
With that, the letter that the council members received, and I'll paraphrase it, Charles Zalfin is available, and as of, I think it's tomorrow morning, Falcon is tomorrow his last day, or the day was his last?
Tomorrow's his last day.
Tomorrow's his last day, and Charles will take over after that, so. He's recommending Charles at $14.50 an hour, and he's post-certified, and somehow he passed a matrix test, I'm not sure how. He'd been with us before, which is another reason why he shouldn't have passed a matrix test, but anyway. With that, I'll open to council for consideration.
I move that we accept that recommendation.
Oh, and I might add that Jamie told me he contacted the police committee members and talked to them about it. So moved by Ms. Bouchard, second by Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council?
I just wanted to say welcome back.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're back, Charles.
If you give Rosa tickets. Can't get my wife a ticket on Live Oak, because we don't live there no more, but she don't have enough distance to speed up by the time. She would be if she could, but no. Anyway, all right, we have a motion, a second. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Welcome back.
Welcome back, Tom.
All right, Government Affairs Committee, Ms. Bouchard, consider authorizing application of the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation grant.
This is a grant that Wayne found. It's in conjunction with Tree City that we would do it, and it's an open date. It doesn't have to be done by any particular date. The grant does not give you money. It gives you trees, and it has specifications for fulfilling the grant. It's fruit trees, and it's really called an orchard. And it says that the recipients would receive nutritional, environmental, educational, and benefits, and it'd be a community asset. And so we're working on partnering with community people. We're not ready to say just who yet, because we haven't had all the contacts. And so this is feasible. He says he's got the manpower with his guys, and this would be on the open property behind the Lion's Den. The grant would furnish up to 64 trees, but we're not getting nearly that many. He's going to have to see what kind of trees will be off. They don't tell you what kind. But there's no money involved. They do education, and it is a good community endeavor. So we're just letting y'all know about it now and asking for your consideration, so that when he gets everything filled in and he contacts the people about the number of trees and what kind, we'll be ready to go with it.
This is the council's action is to authorize the application, not to do anything else. So when you do that, we need to get council authorization before we apply to the grant, so that's all.
And the official agency is the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation. Based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So you got that in the form of a motion?
Yes, I'll send a little bit.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any comments from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Next, consider Anatole Vincent as pre-board member.
Yeah. When Patricia was working on filling the paperwork for the Tree City for 2012, we realized that we're missing a board member. Ms. Harvey Cavalier had moved to Addis several years ago, and we didn't feel that. So I checked with Anatole, since he's partnered with us several times to plant trees in the park, and he's interested in doing that. But his name is a tree board member. We don't have meetings, but we don't say that.
Well, you have them when you need to have them. That's what you need to say.
But we do functions.
So
another motion. Yeah, we approve.
Moved by Ms. Bouchard.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Rhodes. Any comments from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. All right, consider homes for landmark plaques. I think we have pictures of it.
Got some pictures. All right, this home is where Shirley Gidry lives. This is at 958 West Main Street. And this house was built probably in the early 50s by Wilbert and Rome Morales. They lived in it till they moved to Front Rowley when they bought the grocery store and the house behind the grocery store. There was an older home on the property for many years. It's where Miss Lucille Peru's parents lived many, many years ago. And so Shirley has applied for that one. You want to do these individually or do all at the same time? And it does meet the criteria for 50 years old and older. Okay, Debbie? This house Shirley Gidry owns, but she uses it for rental property. This is at 1222 West Main. And this house, older people in Brule call this Miss Lulu's house. And Miss Lulu was really Miss Inez Thibodeau Dupuy Molo. And she was Miss Lula's sister. And I've never heard the story why she was Miss Lulu. But anyway, that was her house. And through the years, different people have owned it. And Shirley acquired it. One of her daughters lived in it for a while. And now she rents it to other people. And Miss Lulu was the mother of Elaine Doffitt. And Elaine Doffitt is the lady who donated the property for Elaine Street whenever that street was constructed. I don't know if that's when the fire station was put there or if it was there before the fire station, but she owned property and gave that to the town with the stipulation that the name should be Elaine Street. And so that was the daughter of this lady. So this house is very old on West Main Street. Did I leave out anything, Gail? That Brule people? Okay.
Well, that would have been Joan Dupuis.
Cheryl Blaylock.
Cheryl Grant.
This lady was, Cheryl Blaylock's grandmother.
That nutcase lady used to live there with.
That's his
story. Oh, it looks like that.
All right, Dave.
Keep going. Let's try to keep going.
All right, Dave.
Don't involve the audience unless you have to.
All right. This house is Mrs. LeBlue's house. And we call this a second generation house because this house was built in 1960. And it is over 50 years old. And Mrs. was Lucille March Landry LeBlue. And her first husband was Mr. Alcus Landry Sr. And he was the father of Ronnie Landry, who still lives on River Oaks Drive. And he was also the father of Linnell, who married Eric Paul, and Buddy Alcus Landry Jr. And that family was prominent on the River Road. But anyway, Miss Sis lived in this house from the time it was built. And it presently is owned by Kevin and Annie Berthelot. And we're happy that young people are buying older homes in Brule and making them look very good. So we recommended this house because it is also over 50 years old.
Okay.
So those are the three homes or recommendations.
All right. And you move that we
accept those
three. Do I have a second?
Second,
Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
I do want to say one other thing. I don't know if I said last week, we probably will not have a ceremony for these plaques and the plaques from October until after Easter. So we'll let the people know that we didn't forget about them. We'll let the minutes reflect the ceremony will probably be after Easter. And also at that landmark meeting, they talked about recognizing properties where landmarks once stood. So we're going to work on some kind of marker for that because we can't just go put a plaque in the dirt with the owner's permission, but we will have some kind of inexpensive marker with the little plaque on it. So that's something for next year that we'll work on.
Okay, thank you. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action ordinances is budget adjustment. We made two changes since the last time. Under miscellaneous income, we added $750 because we anticipate getting $750 for that car. When we open the bids, like tomorrow, Friday, we think we'll get $750, so we just went ahead and added that. We've left that out before. And on the special project roads, I changed the budget by $10,000 in the to make up for the $10,000 that the patching just approved. I changed it by even $10,000 because we had a little extra fudge money in there. So Those are only two changes. The net is $119,000, almost $120,000. And just out of curiosity, just coincidentally, you know, going up on the sales tax, just coincidentally, the check came in and since the last meeting, it's like $128,000. But keep going up. I don't want to say anything. But so if there's any, I'm not going to go over each item. We went over them in the committee meetings last week. But if anybody wants to ask any questions about any one of them, we can try to help you. With that, I'll turn it over to council for a discussion.
Move we accept.
Thanks, Andre. Second by Mr. Neesel. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Should we have roll call?
Roll call. Okay, yeah, we've got roll call. Do a roll call.
Councilmember Rose.
Yes.
Councilmember Richard.
Yes.
Councilmember Andre.
Yes.
Councilmember Bushwa.
Yes.
Councilmember Neesel.
Yes.
Next item, introduction of ordinances. Do we have any to introduce? Resolutions and commendations. Any resolutions and commendations? Next department reports, fire department. Chief.
Our report for the month of January. First aid calls inside the town, we had 5. Outside the town, we had 10. And we had 5 public assists. Fires inside the town, we had none. Outside, we had 3. Had 2 odor investigations, 1 smoke detector activation. We got canceled en route twice from dispatch. No motor vehicle crashes. We had 1 mutual aid to Port Allen. For the month, we had 29, and for the year, we had 29 calls.
It would have a pellerans or whatever it would be.
A young female was in distress.
Man, I was coming back from lunch. Man, they had all kinds of stuff going on in all the cars. Man, that sheriff deputy, did he need to go about 90 down St. Francis? They had 2 kids on scooters that were about 10 feet from the road, man. I pulled off in somebody's yard. As much he was gaining on me. And there was a sheriff's SUV. And he come down there, probably doing 70 miles an hour down St. Francis. I didn't know the emergency, but you know, I saw mostly rescue and ambulance type vehicles. But it could have got scary if one of the kids would have rolled out, I can tell you.
That was a sheriff's department?
It was a sheriff's department SUV.
That was recently,
though,
since...
That was at lunch today.
Today.
I saw y'all back out. I ran through, drive through Cottonwood Bank and go. And then I saw, when I was coming at the red light, it was like a Acadian or somebody. They went, and I was going down. I saw them lights in my rearview mirror. I got off somebody's yard, man. It was fast.
It's tough because they, you know, they can make their own decisions.
Yeah, I know. It's just...
Where our SOPs say we go, it doesn't matter what happens, we go speed limit or 5 above. And so that's because of safety, just because of that.
He actually passed the Acadian ambulance up.
Yeah.
So it was a cause for me to concern, especially when I looked to my left and I saw 2 kids on a scooter about 10 feet from the road on their day off. One of our cops. That was good.
Any other questions, Chief? Thank you, ma'am. Next, police.
For the month of January, we had, we worked 6 wrecks, crashes. We had 3 bench warrants executed. Had 1 robbery, 1 burglary, 1 alarm, 5 assisted other agencies. We had 1 juvenile matter. 5 traffic arrests, 16 miscellaneous calls. That total calls were 34, 159 citations, total 200 violations.
Any questions?
Did they ever find the person they thought was aiding and abetting that guy that robbed that home?
No, I talked to a detective today. He said that they got some more information and they thinking they gonna have the lady another week or so. Because it wasn't one that owned the car. Because she showed up at the jail when they saw a picture on TV. She said, well, y'all got my picture on TV, boy. I didn't do that, so.
I got your picture on TV, but I didn't do it, but your picture's on the camera.
Well, that picture.
That's why they did it.
That picture wasn't supposed to be on TV.
We know about the TV people.
Kenny called me, wanted to know what I thought about Ricky Anderson saying that every business ought to have surveillance cameras. I said, I never heard of that. I don't know what you're talking about. So they went somewhere else with the story. All right, correspondence, we have none. Mayor's report, other than what I covered last week, our building permits up to 11 in Orleans West. I think I said 6 or something last week. Resident, the last person on the end of Arlene Quarters who wrote us an email threatening that his daughter was getting injured and all this other stuff. Well, he's found something else the other day when they were down a bus driver, he says, turning his driveway and broke a piece of concrete about his half the size of this piece of paper off of the corner of his driveway. So now he's up in arms.
Call my football.
That's the same odds. But anyway, Wayne says, look, here's the bus driver people's names, here's Barbara Brothers' names, and we'll see you later. He's a workman. He came to my house the other night to show me.
Damn. You're close by, man.
Yeah.
That's right. Your neighbor.
My bud.
Maybe I'll get something at home on the association.
That's right. He and I are on the same page, same street, I mean. All right, remarks first, really, John.
Wait, did we miss the parade yesterday? Was there a parade?
It was Ladies of Pearl, but they head out from the park and go that way.
But they made a lot of noise. I thought they were on St. Francis Street.
It may have been the direction of the wind, but when I was in my backyard, I thought I was in the parade. It was whatever amplifiers they got, the guy who sells them ought to have a commercial, because, boy, they were good. No, we didn't have a parade.
There was live.
I put some of these flyers by the agendas there, even though this is in March. You can start getting your materials together for that household hazardous materials day that Keep West Baton Rouge Beautiful and Dow are sponsoring, so you have everything together for March and night.
Gotcha.
And Patricia,
What about the new recycle bins? When are they going to start?
They have not decided how to implement the program yet, the last I heard. And once they get that together, then they'll go into an advertising campaign and all. But, you know, maybe we'll find out soon. I don't know. But when we last asked, I asked Mary, and she said that was last week. They hadn't figured out how they were going to do it yet.
Okay.
You know, they forgot me again.
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez.
This past Thursday?
No, this past Thursday they picked it up Thursday.
Oh, okay. You had already told me that before when I was at the horse races in
your investment club.
In Florida. You called it. It wasn't about that. It was something else. Yeah.
And if you bring it up, I'm going to be very upset with you.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Also, Patricia.
So Wayne went out there to check to make sure yours was picked up.
This past Thursday?
Yep.
Patricia told me that on March 9th, she scheduled that planning and zoning workshop.
Oh, she didn't tell me the date. Yeah, I knew she was working.
So that for the new council members, she'll get notices out to them. That's tentatively set for March 9th.
March 9th.
Planning and zoning.
Yep.
People would have to
attend the complaint. It'll be held here. So, and we got to tell Addis and everybody else so that they can come.
March 9th?
This is the same day as that.
It's 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
8 to 9.
All right. Anybody else? No? Nothing this week?
Other than I told a story last week. Give me 30 seconds. Last week I was here and I told you that the parish council would not have a second meeting in the month of February because we were going on our convention thing to Lake Charles. I was incorrect. The convention is the fourth week I'm sorry, the convention is next weekend, and the regular parish council meeting will be the fourth Thursday, like it normally is. So I don't think I told a lie, I just was missing four.
Yeah, we know you went wrong.
And then we'll go over the...
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
Okay.
Well, we'll get more information, but we'll talk about the...
Any other questions? Glad to have you back, sir.
All right, anybody else?
Charlie, do you have an acceptance speech?
Want to make an acceptance speech?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Approving this.
Oh, yeah. It was close, but...
Basketball team won district championship, outright.
Yeah, that's great.
They started District 2-2, they ended up District 8-2. They had left up on the last...
When they go draw the brackets?
Probably, I think they got some games that's being played tonight or tomorrow to finish up some other districts, and then they'll probably middle of the week. But, you know, for it to be in the official town record, they did beat Port Allen to win the district title for the second year in a row.
What about the girls?
Not that that's of any consequence, but...
Girls do it on tape.
The girls won that last cup, and they got a good shot to be in the playoffs as well for the first time in a while. They pretty young.
All I got to say is, whoever gets to play the second or a third, maybe even the fourth place team in our district, they better be ready to play. That's all I got to say. They better be ready to play. Because I'm going to tell you what, they got some quick kids out there, and they got some good players in this district.
Four teams in the playoffs, and I think three of them from my district will be at home, which means they're in the...
I'm just worried about us drawing them. I'm worried about us drawing them. If we like number five and they like number 27.
This would really be interesting for some people. If we would start today, the team we would play would be Avoyelles.
Oh, man, all right. Now we're talking. Oh, man, I'd have to go to that one for sure. Yeah, I'd be one of them. All my brother-in-law's living that...
Brother him too, man.
All of my brother-in-law's living there.
That would have to be some sort of public battle.
Oh.
Not that they bet in Avoyelles Parish.
Oh, no. Betting, we don't know what that is. All right, announcements. Town hall will be closed tomorrow for Mardi Gras. Probably closed for rain anyway. All right, do I hear a motion adjourned?
Move.
Who, Mr. Hunter?
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. All those papers say aye. All opposed, nay.
Six people.
They mad because it's a casino.